Hi, everybody. It's me, the Fetch, host of Inside the Eye Live. Before the Sunday mainstream media political pundit talk shows, there is Inside the Eye Live, where we break down some of the weekly mainstream media talking points before the talking points even get aired. Add in some entertaining stories, weather, cats, intriguing and informative guests, and you get one of the most listened to Saturday morning streaming media political talk shows going today. And it's all right here on our flagship station, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. So join me, the Fetch, for Inside the Eye Live every Saturday morning at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern. It is truly intelligent media for the politically aware.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Down. So, we're supposed to celebrate America's history, America's monuments, America's men and women, statues getting torn down and destroyed and vandalized and desecrated, venerable objects of this country. But then a monument to mass murder and eugenics and genocide? Oh, that goes down and I'm supposed to be upset? No, I don't think so. And so that's iconic to me. And yet, we still only have the same videos of this alleged incident where there's apparently two cameras at least running 24 hours a day, which is where the Georgia Bureau of Investigation sends us this. They put it out on their social media, and they show us a picture of a car. I guess it's a car. They say it's a car leaving the scene right after the explosion. Like, no detail in the car, in the vehicle. It looks like a silver coupe. And then there's the video of the actual moment of the explosion, which people are noticing in the angle opposite the parking lot there. There's a flash that comes from the light right before the explosion. So what's up with that? What is that, an anomaly? Is there something to that? The light flashes. So what is that? And you're telling me all we have is this mysterious car driving away? I don't know, but I sit here and I saw the images of the Georgia Guidestones being down, and I thought, what an iconic image. Because the left, the communists, the America haters, think it's iconic when they destroy America's history, when they tear America down. They like that. They like seeing America burning. They like seeing our history, our culture falling. And that's supposed to be a good thing. And they celebrate that. They say that's liberal, that's tolerant, that's woke. But then here's a monument to eugenics. Here's a monument to a new world order, human control by the elite. And we're supposed to, and I play local media reports, and there's media reports, and we're supposed to be sad. Oh my gosh, what a horrible act. But then they celebrate real American history and culture getting desecrated and vandalized, and it gets promoted as a good thing. So, no, I relish in the Georgia Guidestones being taken down. And, yeah, I think it's an iconic image of humanity defeating the New World Order and saying, no, we're not going to go into a program of eugenics. We will be fruitful and prosper as God intended. The Satanists want to stop.
Mark in Florida, you're on the air.
Alex, thank you for taking my call. First time caller, long time listener. I'm a self-employed 66-year-old senior who last November moved from the suburbs of Detroit to leave the Nazi governor, moved to the panhandle of Florida, and at the time, my family and friends thought I'd lost my mind. They no longer think that way, but at the time, they did. And I want to say, God bless you. Stay on the air. The devil is a liar. I'm going to plug one of your products. I listen all the time, and I heard this guy talking about the iodine supplement XQ, saying, well, he's been taking it, his memory's getting better, and he's having dreams, and I'm like, yeah, maybe. So I had to go back to Michigan for 3 weeks for business. I came back, and for a week, I had massive sinus headache, massive sinus condition, and an earache that was driving me nuts. I said, you know what? I'm going to try the X2. I had just gotten it. 2 days later, earache was gone. Sinuses were cleared. No headaches. I couldn't believe it. The stuff is real. It works. So anyways, I want to thank you for all that.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Thursday, July 7th, 2022. This is the InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. Loaded transmission coming up today. Got about 25 video clips we're going to try to get to. Stack of political news, developments inside the White House, the Democrat Party doing exactly what we thought. And then, you know, I will give Hunter Biden credit for one thing. He's not a bad artist. He's actually not a bad artist. Worth hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. I don't know about that. But he's in rehab, apparently. But he's in rehab doing drugs. And he takes a picture of himself doing drugs while in rehab. It looks like he's in some sort of a sensory deprivation tank. And, I mean, it's pretty artistic shot. I'll give him that. He's doing drugs in the tank. And so, I mean, that's pretty good art from Hunter Biden. The man obviously has a problem, and the family is a problem for the country. But, hey, you know, there's Hunter Biden detoxing and showing the world his genitalia again, and that he likes to use drugs on camera. Amazing stuff. Gives off American Psycho vibes. Very artistic movie. Very well done. So we've got that. It's the Biden White House, and they love abortion. And they're going to run on abortion. So we've got more of that. And their staffers are dropping like flies. Another one bites the dust. So what's next? As soon as Jean-Pierre bites the dust, all the token hires of the Democrat Party are not hanging on very long. Yes, they've realized something. The whole thing is a disaster, and Joe Biden is not the one. So I think we're missing a bigger picture from 4th of July weekend, sadly. And that's that clearly there was an agenda. I'm not saying it wasn't individuals that decided this. Maybe they were being communicated with from somebody influencing them. I mean, we know the FBI does stuff like that. See the Governor Whitmer kidnapping plot that the FBI hatched up. So are these shooters in touch with FBI people like Crimo, the Highland Park shooting, said in a video? He said hi to my FBI handler. Was he joking? I don't know. We know the FBI does that. But clearly July 4th was a targeted event for these individuals. And yes, they are a product of the left. They are a product of the liberal world order. Absolutely. 110% true. I don't want to politicize the issue because that's not going to solve any of the problems. except understand that the shooters come from broken homes. They have a drug problem with prescription pills. They have all kinds of signs they're going to be a mass shooter. And even despite all that, I don't know if I want red flag laws because I know they can be used against me. I say, where are the parents when the kid is clearly disturbed? Where are his doctors? Where is the school when the kid is clearly disturbed for years? And it's the same story with almost all of these shooters. But see, that's a separate issue that is the bigger issue. I'm saying clearly July 4th was a targeted weekend for shootings. I mean, that's a story. Independence Day, the founding of this country, is now a day. So, I mean, next July 4th, let's pray to God that that doesn't become a trend. But apparently there were other mass shooters that didn't make it to their July 4th planned shooting because they got turned in. So there was something there, and there were already like four or five shootings at events. Anyway, all in Democrat gun-free zones, by the way. Yes, all in Democrat gun-free zones. And while you're disarmed in your Democrat gun-free zone, you might see a pedophile story time show. And that's where it's really gone. Because I've thought, well, let's not blur lines here. I mean, let's be clear what a pedophile is and what child grooming is and what child abuse is. And there's different levels. But no, when you're taking kids and having them perform like they're strippers in an adult-themed sex environment, yeah, okay, now you've entered the realm of pedophilia now. You've entered that realm. When you're intentionally showing your genitals to children, you've entered that realm now. So, I mean, you could say, hey, just teaching kids about all this stuff, okay, that's grooming, that's child abuse. But then when you're actually showing people your private parts and touching kids and treating them like strippers and hookers, okay, you're now engaged in full-on pedophile behavior. And that's what's going on. And we've got more of it. I knew it wasn't going to stop after Pride Month. Pride Month was just like a primer. That was just like the gates opening. It's just like anything goes now. A whole month of Pride, but July 4th weekend, though, oh, you want to have a parade? It's going to get shot up now. Clearly in targeted attempts on Independence Day. Because it's Independence Day. And these people have been told to hate America. They've been told to hate themselves. They've been told the white man is bad. And then they get put on prescription drugs. And then the parents don't even know about it. Played that video yesterday. I warned that was going on. Of course that's going on. These people are so predictable. And then there's big vaccine news today as well. I mean, as if there wasn't enough proof positive to go nowhere near this injection, it just gets worse. And the proof that Pfizer knows it's deadly is just totally in the pudding. I mean, it's just ridiculous. The fact that we don't have, I mean, of course, it was our politicians that promoted the vaccine, so I guess I'm not surprised they're not going to be going after the vaccine manufacturers. They also take major campaign donations from these companies, so they're not going to go after them. But, I mean, it's so criminal. If there's any justice on this planet, the biggest malpractice figure is going to go to Pfizer, and it's going to be for the COVID-19 vaccine. And I believe it already is Pfizer with a different pharmaceutical pill that they had. And these pharmaceutical manufacturing companies have settled millions of dollars of lawsuits, people killing themselves, killing their families. I mean, just crazy stuff going on, mass shootings, literally. And then those families sue the vaccine manufacturers and win. And Pfizer has been one of those companies, maybe the biggest. If there's any justice in this planet, that will, the COVID-19 vaccine malpractice lawsuits will be the new record. Because it's ridiculous how bad it is. And they knew it. And they made billions. And our politicians, our government facilitated the entire thing. a giant criminal operation after they made a virus in a lab and then got filthy rich off the response and seized government power off the response. It almost seems like it was a plan, Batman. Oh, I think you figured it out, Robin. So that's all coming up. Plus, we've got guests Tyler Bennett and Jesse Lee Peterson on with us today. The InfoWars War Room brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. And we still have the July 4th sale up at InfoWarsStore.com right now. So that's huge discounts. Almost half the store is either 40 or 50% off. Most of the products that are in stock are at a deep discount right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And, I mean, like Survival Shield X2, this is a game-changing. I've got a Survival Shield X2 story. I mean, people call in and tell their Survival Shield X2 stories. I'll tell mine today. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars is fighting for you. InfoWars is fighting for every basic freedom we've got. We're Americans, and we are not going to see our birthright destroyed by the globalists and their, quote, liberal world order that means devalued currencies, open borders, the disarmament of the average person while the elites have private bodyguards, the incredible pedophilic sexualization of our children with the entire drag queen pedophile time being pushed by Disney, Hollywood, and the Democratic Party. We stand against the future lockdowns they're openly planning. We stand against their world ID cards from the Davos Group and Klaus Schwab and Bill Gates. We stand against the forced injections with their deadly gene therapies. And more importantly, we don't just stand for those freedoms. We are the tip of the spear and we're winning. And that means when you support InfoWars by spreading the word or buying great products at InfoWarsStore.com, you are the tip of the spear. So this July 4th, I want to salute you all and thank you for your ongoing support. You are this fight. Without you, we would have already lost. And I want to ask you again to just think this July 4th about what America and the world would be like without you and your actions to fight tyranny and your support of InfoWars. So please, this July 4th, help us continue to redeclare our Declaration of Independence against the globalists and tyranny by visiting InfoWarsStore.com for the July mega blowout sale, so far the biggest of this year. Dozens and dozens of products, all of our high-quality supplements are 40% to 75% off. Let me explain something. This hair and beard formula that I designed, that I think is great, that I think is amazing, this is something hardly anybody buys, even though it's basically the same formula, maybe even better than our whole food multivitamin that is incredible. This is a whole food multivitamin mineral. That's really what it is, and it's 75% off at InfoWarsStore.com right now. There are so many other great products, the toothpaste, the listeners on, fish oil, krill oil, everything at InfoWarsStore.com. And again, I want to thank you all for your incredible support, and I want to encourage you to redouble your efforts to not just support InfoWars, to not just share the articles and videos as you've been doing, and then tell others to share them, but to also go to InfoWarsStore.com and get high-quality products that will change your life and help keep us on the air. InfoWarsStore.com keeps InfoWars on the air, and InfoWars is tomorrow's news today.
William Sargent was really big in this kind of Tavistock MKUltra type programming because, you know, the Manchurian candidate and all this sort of experimentation. And even Sargent, with all of the crazy torture that he was putting his patients through, he saw that he could not just insert ideas into a person's mind as a clean slate. They had to have the illusion of free choice, of free will in the matter. And so what is dangerous about the kind of programming that they're doing with people right now is that people are under the illusion that they are making these choices for themselves, but they're not. So it is a crisis of thinking, but it's still limited, right? You still have a choice at the end of the day to reject it.
Share this video with your family and friends right now at band.video.
For the longest, man, I try to tell you Alex Jones was right. If we're going down, we ain't going down without a fight. But we ain't going down, the globalists are going down, that's right. You can see into the future watching Alex Jones tonight. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. Alex Jones is right, yeah, Alex Jones is right. There's a war on for your mind, it's time to win it.
receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Has shut off energy in your country, and he has strategic oil reserves down to the lowest they've been since the 1980s. And don't worry, that oil's not going to you or being purposed to lower gas prices. No, no, no. That oil's going overseas to China and to Europe. Yep, that's Joe Biden. That's the Democrat Party. They hate you, and they hate your country. And they're destroying it intentionally. And we watch it. And so should we be surprised? Should we be surprised that products of the leftist liberal world order are now committing mass shootings on 4th of July weekend at parades and Independence Day events? Should we really be that surprised? Should we really blame the gun? I think not. And it's not accurately being reported. It wasn't just Highland Park where there was a targeted shooting at a 4th of July event. It happened all over the country. And we're lucky there weren't more people dead. Like in Richmond. Richmond police say a tip helped them thwart planned mass shooting on 4th of July by two non-American citizens. Richmond police say hero citizen tipped off officers, helped prevent mass shooting on July 4th. So it could have been there as well. The suspects, non-citizens of the country, are Julio Alvarado Dubon and Roman Balacarcel. And they were going to go to the 4th of July celebration at the amphitheater and baseball game. Clearly a targeted attack. Clearly 4th of July, the target of the Highland shooter, of the potential shooter in Richmond. Perhaps this psychotic individual in Asheville, North Carolina, furry anarchist arrested for Asheville bombing. Oh. Furry anarchist. What does that sound like to you? And they were planning as well, using bombs, explosive devices, at the Vance Monument as spectators were departing the 4th of July Independence Day celebration. So there's another one. But they were arrested. And it was thwarted by the police that the Democrats want to defund. I see. And you may remember, Democrats targeted the congressional baseball game, and they're threatening to do that again. On 5-year anniversary of shooting, leftists again threatened congressional baseball game. So, let's see, a Democrat attempts a mass shooter, a Bernie Sanders supporter, a leftist, liberal, attempts a mass murder of Republicans at a baseball practice, barely gets any media coverage because it's Democrat terrorism. They don't blame the gun for that. And it takes police officers to down that individual. And Democrats want to defund the police. Are you starting to get the picture? Democrats attempt a mass murder, and then Democrats want to defund the police. That stop mass murders. And again, folks, it wasn't just, I mean, there were others. There were other July 4th targeted events and shootings. I mean, it was probably half a dozen in the news that I've seen. Clearly July 4th now a target. So is this going to be the trend? And why would that be such a trend? It's not like there's an institutional attack on our country and our founding and white men and Christianity that would lead to this. That's not going on. Oh, wait, that's exactly what's going on. No wonder you want to blame the gun. I see. And then Eric Adams continues to deal with the city of New York that he's the mayor of. And I'll at least give him credit. He's a man of the people. I mean, he and his staff have been victims of violent crime in New York a handful of times now. So, I mean, he's dealing with it himself. Eric Adams' aide, mugged at gunpoint, told crooks, "You don't want to do this. I work for the mayor. Do you know who I am? I have many leather-bound books. I'm a very important person. You don't want to rob me. I work for the mayor." Yes, I'm sure the criminal, as he was holding you up with a knife, I'm sure the man that had the gun to you saying, "Give me your money," I'm sure he cares whether you work for the mayor or not. I'm surprised he actually didn't take that personally and slug you in the mouth. "I work for the mayor. You don't want to rob me." "Not me. Rob one of the other peasants." "I'm an elite Democrat that works for the mayor." So, I mean, Eric Adams has made multiple statements saying how shocked he is at the crime. Yeah, so, I mean, he's experiencing it. He's living it. I'll give him at least that much credit. And he knows about it, former police officer, so. Oh, boy. Boy, I'll tell you, Democrats get in charge of your city, and it just, look at New York City. A once great city. Maybe even the greatest on the planet. Far from it today. Far from it indeed. And then you've got scumbags like Eric Swalwell, who posts pictures of the Highland Park shooter next to pictures of Lauren Boebert holding a rifle to try to smear her. That's just disgusting from Eric Swalwell. But what do you expect? He says he'll nuke you if you stand against the government with your firearms. He's threatened to nuke America. He says, "Hey, you think you're going to stand up with the government with your rifles? We got nukes." Oh, really? Really? Thanks, Eric. We know you've got nukes. We've heard it on elevators. So where do the liberals go in this moment of taking our guns, in this grand scheme of removing the Second Amendment from the Bill of Rights? What do the Democrats do? What do the liberals do? What does the mainstream media do? Well, they should go to a shooter for advice, and they did it. John Hinckley Jr., who shot President Reagan, says he supports gun control measures. Ladies and gentlemen, they freed him from jail. They put him on mainstream news, CBS News, and they gave him a platform to promote gun control. The man that tried to kill Ronald Reagan. Amazing stuff. And always these Democrat terrorists, always when they get freed, they get jobs at colleges. Just look at the products out of the Weather Underground and more. Always they get nice cush jobs at leftist universities. Nice pension for their Democrat terrorism. A nice little pension for them. Nice little bag for them. But boy, oh boy, was Ronald Reagan right when he said fascism would come to America under the disguise of liberalism. More prophetic words I'm not sure of. I'm not sure. But there are people fighting back. Gun rights champion Dick Heller sues D.C. again, this time over ammo limits. Dick Heller's had maybe the most success in court pushing back against infringements on our Second Amendment. He's at it again. And so we'll be following that as the District of Criminals tries to disarm people and make them victims. There is no more epitome of free speech than right here. And that's what people recognize and resonate with. And as Ward said, you're not going to find a better place for information. You might not agree with everything. You might not agree with all our perspectives, but we cover all the information. And there's nowhere else really that does it like we do here. Thank you for that, Ward. InfoWarsStore.com, by the way. The products he mentions, InfoWarsStore.com is where to get them, folks. And we do have the best supplements. I mean, just like we try our best with our news coverage and our information, we do the best with our supplements as well. I mean, look at the hair and beard support formula. Folks, this is a joke. I mean, we're giving this thing away. It's 75% off. By the way, it works for me, in case you haven't noticed. The hair and beard formula is working for me quite well, I might add. Quite well. My barber appreciates hair and beard support for men. I go and see him quite often now.
What is your take on the Georgia Guidestones getting blown sky high?
Well, Alex, one thing I always appreciate about you is you bring up the issues that a lot of regular, normal people talk about. And the Georgia Guidestones have always been something that people have been confused over, people have talked about, people have researched, people have traveled from far distances to come see these things. I'm not a particular fan of them because I'm, as you know, like you, completely against the globalist agenda and against population control. I just heard the news probably about 2 hours ago about these things being blown apart. And I think it just shows where we are today. There's really a war of good and evil going on, and people are done with globalism. People are not going to go along with the New World Order, the liberal world order, as the Democrats call it, and what's happening today. So I think it's really interesting and looking forward to hearing more information about what happened. So yeah, those things are about 2.5 hours from my house over on the northeast side of Georgia. And I don't think a lot of people really, most normal people don't like those things.
Well, all I know is it says they want to reduce world population down to 500 million people. That's a 90% plus reduction. And so I'm not for blowing things up. I say leave something evil there so we can see what's happening. We should have an investigation, reportedly Ted Turner and others. Why do they support this? Why are they putting this up? But certainly it's one of the top stories in the world right now.
Yeah, and it should be. And I'm with you. I'm not for acts of violence or aggression in any manner. But I think it's symbolic in a lot of ways. And we've seen the Democrats tear down statues, as you mentioned, like Robert E. Lee, many Civil War statues and other just historic leaders in American history. But we've seen that all over the world by leftists all over the world trying to destroy history. But these Georgia Guidestones, they really are a monument for the future. And it's a future that people do not want. People don't want population control. That's something that the hard left talk about that is terrifying, actually. Why would anyone want population control? We want people to continue to have families and be able to grow and thrive and feed their families. So it's interesting, but GBI has an investigation going on, and I look forward to hearing what exactly happened.
Many months later.
Broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer. Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, we're in studio with Tyler Bennett now. From JonesTaxRelief.com, and I know he's excited because I have tax-related news, that he can actually talk about tax-related news. That's right up his alley. And then also, he scooped me on a story about the IRS, and I guess we'll just launch right into that. So the news is that the IRS made more money than ever. They just, I guess, released their numbers. So they made more money than ever, Tyler, and if I recall, didn't they just hire like 800,000? Was it that last year?
Correct, Owen. And this is the crazy thing. Is they've hired 60,000 new people. They have more money than ever before. But instead of going after the plutocrats, the Hunter Bidens, the AOCs of this world, which they do a little bit, they spend most of their time going after the middle class, people who may have underreported a tiny bit of income, $200,000, because that's low-hanging fruit for them. And at the end of the day, just like any other bureaucratic agency, no matter how much money they have, no matter how many people they have, they're the government, and they don't want to lift a finger more than they have to, which means coming after actively the people that are not really the problem. The problem
so why is it, why are they low-hanging fruit? Is it because they have simpler books, a small yes. business is easier to look into, and they just, do they make assumptions too? Is there stuff that they know they're going to catch?
Both. So they do, they can make assumptions because the way that it works now is everything in the IRS computer is based on actuarial tables. There's an actuarial table, of course, for how long you're going to live, but there's also one for how much money you should be making in any given industry because they have so much data on other taxpayers. So the data, combined data on other taxpayers allows them to know if whether you are according to their tables in an auditable position or in the safe haven, right? Now, the problem with that is not everybody is going to fit within those thresholds and be either not doing it, not underreporting or vice versa. It's a flawed system, but that's how they catch most of the people and decide to audit. The problem with that is like you said, middle class businesses, whether they have a corporate setup or not, are generally a lot more simpler because, you know, lack of education, lack of quality representation.
Or even like lack of quality bookkeeping. I mean, what if you
absolutely.
What if they ask for stuff and you just don't even have your books right?
Bookkeeping is one of those things that is crucial to business. We can help you out with that. We can either do it for you or get someone local to help you out. Because listen, if you have a business, I would say one of the first three people that you need to hire is a bookkeeper because you know, there's services that outsource books, but the reality situation is they're never going to have the intricate details of what's happening in your business. And keeping good books is how you prevent paying more than you owe in taxes. Because remember, Owen, if I own a business and I keep putting my own money into it, even if it is profits that I would normally have taken out of that business, but I put it back in, that adds to my capital account in that business, meaning when I finally do take that money out, it's tax-free because it is a reverse of my capital contribution.
Well, can the IRS go after you even if you have bad books? Like, say you don't owe them anything, but they'll just say, oh, your books aren't right, we're fining you?
Absolutely, and where we see that a lot more often is on the state. So we recently had a client, I think he was an InfoWars listener, that the state of Alabama was going after him really hard for sales tax. Now, he is along the supply chain, a truck driver. So he takes these parts and delivers them, and the tax is paid. It's kind of like value-added tax, where the tax, like they have in Europe, where the tax is paid on each level, and he wouldn't really owe anything. He's just delivering it from point A to point B. Tax is already paid. But because somebody's books were messed up, not even necessarily his, but the people who pay the taxes, now the state was coming after him for all the sales tax, even though he didn't sell any of these things. He's just moving them from point A to point B.
And you handled that case.
We did. And so Alabama's one of those states where they don't really have any offer and compromise or tax resolution strategies that you can just get into in place. We have to get on the phone with them and argue and fight for our client's rights. And that's what we did, and he no longer owes the money. He never did.
That must be the craziest thing, too. Again, Tyler Bennett with us, JonesTaxRelief.com for more information, is just dealing with, because you guys deal in all 50 states, so no matter
correct.
What state you're in, you know, give them a call, visit their website. I mean, that must be the crazy thing is how each state's tax system works differently. Because, I mean, I know people will start a business, start an LLC in a state just because their tax system is better.
That is absolutely correct. Texas is one of those states that a lot of business is moving here. Elon Musk, for example, left California, sick of paying California corporate and income taxes, now here in Texas where it's
how much money do you think he saved doing that?
In terms of corporate percentages, we're talking 10%. So what's he make?
So potentially billions.
Billions, yeah, easily.
So simply moving out of California with the high tax rates of the Democrats and all the regulation and then moving to Texas, a red state, a multi-billion dollar company is saving billions of dollars.
Correct, because there's no state income tax here or corporate income tax here, whereas there is in California, and it's extremely high. And so that's why businesses are moving to Nevada. That's why they're moving to Texas. That's why they're moving to Florida, because these are states that are business friendly and don't have the absurd taxes that, like you were saying, New York used to be one of the greatest cities on the planet. LA, same thing. And the reason they have these high tax rates is because they're like, well, if you want to do business here, then you're going to pay taxes. But the thing is, the people are like Elon Musk, one of the most successful business people on the planet, is saying, no, I don't want to do business here because I don't want to pay an extra $2 billion to the state, who we know Gavin Newsom is then just going to give it away in entitlement payments to people who don't want to work. That's what's happening in California and some other states around the country. And that's what your state taxes, if you do pay them, are going to fund.
It'd be one thing if these were sprawling metropolises that were clean and public transit was good and everything like that. And you know, L.A. was L.A. and you didn't have to deal with all the riffraff and all the drug abuse and the mentally ill on the streets. But it's not even like that. I mean, I don't know why people put up with living there like you. You pay the high taxes there. I guess it's because you know all the codes.
I do. You know, I've lived there for a long time. And that's where my business is. And
you're so a loyalist.
I'll tell you what is. And your listeners that live in California, you can agree or disagree with me on this. Love California for the natural beauty. It's the most beautiful place I've ever been in the United States. Hate California for the government because it's horrible, both on the state level, the local level, the county level. I can't tell you which one's worse.
Oh, my gosh. Well, heck, they might as well. I mean, things are so crazy. I think they should just go out on the streets. And, you know, it's just an open mental facility around there.
It is.
Just recruit some of them, put them on the city council. Maybe they can give it a go. I bet they'd lower the taxes.
Yeah.
So I would rather go in Skid Row and find a bunch of homeless people to run my government probably than what is going on with Democrat Party right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And the thing is about that, too, is Skid Row used to be a defined area in downtown.
Yeah, you can
LA.
See. I mean, it's in the rubble of what it used to be, basically.
Now there are tent cities throughout the entire county, everywhere, and it's
in front of the nicest government buildings too. Like we're talking about $1 million buildings they have
in the cemeteries of churches and stuff. Anywhere where the homeless population know that, you know, the police aren't going to get rid of them, and it's horrible. I mean, like. You know, there's many places in L.A. you wouldn't even want to go during the day, let alone at night, because of that whole situation.
You're just seeing some of the footage there.
And like I said, to bring it back to taxes, Gavin Newsom's solution to the problem is, well, give everybody a token $500 to $1,000 payment. That's not going to help that situation.
No, it'll probably make it worse.
Absolutely.
Actually. Well, we've got a politician that's in some tax trouble, actually. So we may seek Tyler Bennett's tax advice to a certain politician that's in some trouble right now, but you'll have to find that out on the other side.
Well, the vaccinators, you were real cocky a couple months ago. We got vaccinated. Got my second shot April 19th. I can't get sick from the corona. I'm vaccinated. See this bucket of virus? I'm vaccinated. I'll even lick metal. I'm not afraid of anything.
People vaccinated are getting sick.
What?
Okay.
Oi!
Hey.
Oh,
¿Qué pasó? No.
You need a new booster.
What?
Who wants a shot? Who wants to see a ball game? Wave your flipper. That's for you. Go see the ball game. Who wants to work again? That's for you. Who wants your kids educated? What's in the shot? It's safe. Don't worry.
Go ahead, get it.
I want to say Brain Force is great. I want to say Turbo Force is amazing. It is. But if you took it with fish oil, it's like the fish oil is it. The fish oil is better than it. And that's an example of what I'm talking about. Fish oil is liquid energy. Brain, body, heart, the cleanest, the best out there. Krill oils is the best. And it'll give you the damn burps. And I'm just sorry. You want something like this, you don't get stuff for free. The krill is hallucinogenic. It's so good, in my view. I'm not making a medical statement here, but let me tell you something. If I eat 5 caplets of krill oil before I go to bed, I'm seeing Santa Claus that night. So your brain is made basically out of what fish oil is. So we don't make a big profit off of it, but you notice I just obsess because whatever the best is we've got, I just can't lie to you. I just can't do it. InfoWarsStore.com. Frank in North Carolina, thanks for holding so long. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alec, I just have to say something, man. It seems like every time I turn on your broadcast, you're bragging. It just gets old, man.
I'm going to shut you down right now, okay? We're taking calls about your nomination. Do you understand they're having congressional hearings trying to shut us down? Do you understand I'm ringing the alarm? If that was happening to anybody else, I'd be freaked out. I mean, what's it going to take? Us being shut down? Is that what you want, Frank?
You know what, Alex?
Hey, put him on pause again. Hey, Frank, do you understand it's not bragging to say we are the tip of the spear, we're under attack, we need your help? As much begging as I do, we can barely pay the bills and grow in the face of this. I'm not going to just stop growth and let them start pushing us backwards. You understand? I need your help, Frank. I need your help, Frank.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and help fund the InfoWar.
Do you understand? I need your help, Frank.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Folks, this is crazy. I'm just reviewing the numbers here with Tyler Bennett from JonesTaxRelief.com, and I do want to tell you, one of our favorite politicians is in some tax trouble. He can maybe give her advice. But guys, give me a doc cam here, and Tyler, you can kind of explain this. So basically, why don't you explain what is going on in this graph here? Because it's really shocking what this indicates.
Sure. So this is a graph of taxes collected by the Internal Revenue Service over the last 21 years, from 2000 to 21. And as you can see, the bottom line is corporate income tax. Now that includes, you can see the second line says GOP tax cut in 2017. That was the TCJA that lowered the corporate tax rate. But as you can see, it stays pretty much stagnant because it's a flat tax. Payroll taxes slowly rise over time. That's because inflation. But as you can see, is even with the GOP tax cut in 17, what happened in 19 and 20 with the pandemic or whatever has caused IRS collections to skyrocket, and they are going after so much money, and they've collected more money this year than they ever have ever before from individual taxpayers, not from corporate taxpayers, not from payroll, but from your individual tax, your 1040. And, you know, the crazy thing, the confounding thing here is the IRS could use this money to become more and more efficient and go after those people at the top that are too complex, that have lots of trusts and LLCs and corporations set up so that they are protected from the government. Keep in mind, we can help you set something like that up to, as well. But instead of spending their money on that, what they're spending their money on is Ukraine, is giving subsidiaries to China for gas, and entitlements. So instead of it going to the hardworking taxpayers of America, we're sending this money overseas mostly, or to people who don't pay taxes.
And I look at this too, and I just say, this is a perfect example of what the government, specifically the IRS, is all about. Finding a way to take your money.
Absolutely. And as you can see from that sharp uptick, they found it.
I mean, this is like record breaking here for the IRS. I mean, this is like a 10-year jump just in a year.
Yes. So it's as you can see, that for 19 and 20, it was slightly down. Now, just slightly down from the rest of that chart. You know, maybe, what is that? A few percentage points. But now that they're back in full action, now they have those additional IRS revenue agents, they are coming after, and this is why.
Like little drones they have.
They have little drones. And they are attacking the middle class because that is the easiest group to attack, because unless you have proper representation, they're just going to take your lunch and there's not going to be anything you can do about it. You know, you can try to appeal. You can try to use the do-it-yourself way to get through. But unless you have like a serious legal education or the amount of time to figure all this stuff out, which honestly takes people years, they're going to take your lunch. And the only way to get around that is to have adequate representation.
And it just shows. It's like, look at how much they're taking from the individual's income. They just love it.
Correct.
They see that. They say, look at how much more money we're taking from the American.
And here's the ridiculous thing on top of that, too, Owen, is the bottom line, which is corporate income tax. The reason that has gone up slightly is because corporations are posting record profits right now because they didn't just index for inflation. They indexed for inflation and then raised their prices a little bit more on top of that. Because at the end of the day, corporate America cares about their shareholders and making sure that their stocks go up. But what you can see here is even with that additional revenue, which is record-breaking, it doesn't even begin to approach the amount of taxes that the IRS is collecting from individual citizens. This is tax on people who make over $17,000 a year and then get taxed on Social Security and stuff like that. This is really middle America that's paying this.
And mostly even now, because middle America is shrinking, it's people even below the poverty line.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So when we talk about an IRS audit, there is always a half a percent chance any given year of getting audited. One in, like, roll a 200 side dice, let's say, right? But the dirty little secret is it's not 100% fair. It's weighted, and that dice is weighted on the people. There's two groups of people that the IRS likes to audit: people who make too much money and people who are paying nothing in taxes. And the reason that the IRS goes after the latter group far more often than the people who are making too much money is because it's easier for them to see that, hey, look, if I say I'm not making any money, taxable income, but you see me driving around in a nice car and this and that, well, obviously something's up, right? And these people, you know, in the situation they're in, the IRS is easily able to come after them and harass them, basically. Whereas the people at the top,
they can hire lawyers and they can do anything.
Correct. And like I've said before, but basically the name of the game when you are trying to have asset protection, which also protects you against the U.S. government, is separating you from your money with as many entities as possible. So you have your assets, your income over here. All the way over here is you. This protects you from getting sued by the government, getting sued by other people who may want to come after your money, and generally will protect what you have earned. Because when we talk about paying the least amount of taxes, we're also talking about keeping your money protected from the government and anyone else.
This is what Tyler's expertise will help you with at JonesTaxRelief.com. Now, I want to get to there's a politician that needs your help.
Yes.
I think I would suggest that our favorite bushy-tailed commie, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, probably should give you guys a call. She should probably go to JonesTaxRelief.com. She's got a bit of a problem here. Representative Ocasio-Cortez hit with fines and warrants for dodging taxes. The state filed a tax warrant against Brook Avenue Press, a children-oriented publishing house Ocasio-Cortez founded in 2012. On July 6, 2017, to collect $1,600 in unpaid corporate taxes, the Washington Examiner reported. The tax warrant has increased 52% to cost $2,400 due to the representative not paying the taxes. Should she give you a call?
AOC, if you're listening, give me a call. We'll definitely help you out. Listen, what this article is straight up saying is the IRS has admitted she owes $1,600, but
I know she can afford that.
Yeah, that's how I was thinking too. She easily can afford it, so why is this?
But, or her husband that works for her and probably makes more than she does.
But now they want $2,500, right? And that's from penalties and interest. And so you see how fast it grows. It's almost double.
I was going to say, so the number, so she never paid the $1,600 in 2017. 5 years later, it's almost doubled.
Correct. In 7 years, it will have doubled.
AOC, she needs to get on this. So she's going to be the next Reverend Al Sharpton. What does he owe? He's got it. He's got like seven figures.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a client you want.
AOC, call us before it's too late.
This is going to be AOC. Look, we're looking out for you here. Okay. We're looking out for you're a good communist. You should be paying your taxes. We know you can afford it. And so we just don't want to see that doubled again. I mean, you're going to be the next Al Sharpton who the last I saw owed millions to the IRS. Oh, there they are. Maybe he's the one giving her tax advice. That's the problem.
You know what? That is the problem is he's like, hey, here's what you do with your taxes. Well, obviously he couldn't figure it out. So AOC, get your advice from someone other than the Reverend Sharpton.
Probably a good idea. Probably a good idea. We're just trying to help you out before you end up seven figures owed to the IRS like Sharpton. But I guess then again, you know, he is a Democrat. She's a Democrat. Maybe there's some privilege associated there. They don't have to pay taxes.
Well, that's the thing is definitely AOC is close enough in the Biden regime. I mean, look, I mean, we have Hunter Biden.
What about him? Does he should call you, too, probably.
I mean, listen, we can help with some of that stuff. I think he's got himself in a little bit more trouble.
Yeah, maybe that's
tax.
One you don't want, actually. Maybe that's one you pass on.
See, an interesting thing that Hunter Biden is doing is so in the
drugs in a deprivation tank at a detox center. Oh, no.
Yes. And that resonated with me because it's like, look, if you're in a rehab center to better yourself, you're only lying to yourself if you're doing drugs in rehab. It's crazy.
I actually kind of give him credit.
At Willow's World, a variety of news, commentary, and poetry at Willow's Poetry Corner, where there are comfy cushions and a tempting selection of delectable comestibles. A show that's quirkily and quintessentially British, with a unique twist featuring Willow Andreasen, your host. Join Willow Mondays and Thursdays, 2 till 4 p.m. Eastern Time, Studio A.
My name is Mr. Rowe. I am the host of Reality Extraction, Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. I utilize logic, intellect, and magic to methodically autonomize, vivisect, analyze, examine, study, scrutinize, and extract an essence of reality from a fog of illusion and...